Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. You know, it's interesting because I saw somebody said, and how does Kathy, does she ever worry about money? And yeah. And I was thinking about it the other day that I don't really worry about money. And so money is like, remember Colleen said, there's things you focus on. And then it's kind of like, there's things that you don't focus on. And when you're focused on something, usually there's some level of resistance, right? It's like, I'm so focused on it because I want it so bad because it's over there. Da, da, da. But then all the resistance is really, it's so fascinating. And I was thinking that there are things in my life that I do worry about that just are not nearly as good. They're just not nearly as easy. And it's so juicy, right? Like in my life, the thing that if I ever am going to get into my washing machine in my head about something, you guys who've listened to me long enough, you might know what it is. It's home. It's where am I supposed to live? And that is just like the biggest hoot because at this point, I can literally live anywhere. Like we can literally live anywhere, meaning not just because the money's there, but meaning my husband's no longer even working. My kids are, we're now in a mindset where it's like, we could do homeschool. We could do travel school. We're already clear that we're not even up for college for them. We're up for like entrepreneurship. We can literally live anywhere. We could buy a gorgeous brownstone in New York City. We could live in Paris. We could live in Jerusalem. We can live in Laguna Beach. We can live at Blackberry Mountain. We could just stay there. We even looked into it. There's like houses up there. People just live up there forever, right? And their kids just eat berries and climb trees. I don't know, because it's like literally the middle of like, you know, the woods. And we looked into it. And it's my washing machine because it's kind of like I have a whole program around home and what I want home to be. Because growing up, my home was stressful, chaotic, not peaceful, whatever, da, 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 da. And it's just so fascinating. And so it's just amazing how it'll lose me. And I'm just like, damn it, I'm going to look again. And I look again at houses as if it's like going to come in the app. It's unbelievable. And it causes me frustration when I allow it to, because I'm just not a match for it, right? If I'm not a match for home being possible, then it doesn't matter. I'll go, no, that's not it, because see the backyard. No, that's not it, because I don't like that street. No, that's not right. When really, what is home? How can I be a match for home, right? And I mean, meanwhile, we're having a good time. Like everyone's fine. And the kids feel, thank God, happy and stable and loved. And they've got two parents who love them. And right. And the other place where I used to have it, and it's amazing. I think I told you this. Yeah. There were years in my life where my marriage was that thing. I had both. I had the home and the marriage. So I was constantly in a washing machine about, well, he's really nice, but is this for me? Is there somebody else? And I used to look at people and go, you don't ever have that thought in your mind. You can just be okay. You don't ever second guess your life. And people were like, yeah, not that, you know? And I'm like, oh, is that a thing? Is that a concept? Right. And the Byron Katie work I did, read me of that one. And I don't have that one anymore. So, but it's like, I say this very vulnerably and very transparently because, oh, I get the washing machine. I just don't have it about money. I just don't have it about money. I'm like, oh, the money. I wish everything was as easy as money. I go, money is so clearly energy. And it's like, you just can, and we can all open up to more energy, and you guys can feel my energy, right? And I can turn it on, and I can turn it even, this is innate, nothing. You know how much energy I can hold? Well, we all can. So I'm like, that one I got. This is moving energy around. So I never have the thought of like, but what happens if, and my program, like, I could shut this program, I could start this, I could do this show, not do the show, print the book, not print the book. Like, it's coming, it's investments, it's this, it's everywhere, it's an NFT, I'll stumble onto some NFT. The money's everywhere. That's the easiest part. Nothing's off limits in terms of money. And so it just, like, every year, it's just we make more and more and more and more and more money. And it's, that's the, and I'm like, all right, got that part. So we can do that with everything. Yay. We can do that with everything. Yeah. So then it gets juicy, right? Because I'm someone who knows what I know, what I know, what I know. So then it's like, what would it cost me to allow my ego to surrender so I can be a match for home, right? And that's where the meditation is really helpful, because the somatic stuff, right? The somatic stuff is so real. It's unbelievable. Like, we were out to dinner the other night, and we saw a crazy thing happen. We saw a domestic violent thing. I didn't tell you that. Why would I tell you this, Colleen? It's such a downer. And now I'm telling everybody here. We were at a restaurant. We were at an Italian restaurant sitting outside, and a husband and wife were at the bar, and they got into it. And there was like a physical altercation. And everyone in the restaurant was so upset. It was like so upsetting. It was so upsetting. And I felt my entire body, because I would witness that as a child in my home. I felt my entire body go, whoa, whoa, oh my God, I have this location memorized. I know these coordinates. Like, I just felt all of this stuff. And for like the next 12 hours, I noticed all of these things that I could feel so fast, and 6,000 thoughts that came off of all of that vibration that then determine, and I can see it, right? And so we have experiences that we've had at 4, at 8, at 11, at whatever. And when we don't meditate, and when we don't bring in meditation is putting you back in a theta state. Okay. It's like hypnosis. So then it allows for you now, as a conscious, sentient being with intention, to deliberately tune in to the field of energy, which really is, which is clean, which is open, which is expansive, right? And then you start to replace, right? Woo! This feels good. It starts to clean. It's like, my daughter is so excited. She now has a water pick because she has an expander. She's like, I love this thing, right? She just uses it all the time now. She just enjoys the feeling of the, she can put it on different settings. She was showing me this morning. She likes the 4. The 6 is actually too much. We need that with our energy. We need to clean it out. Some hydration in there, right? Some cleansing. So when we don't clean it, right? And so sometimes we don't even want to open up. Sometimes it's just some breath work. You get some tears out. Move it, right? So certain things are easier than others, because we got to be up for going, oh, that was in there. That was that resistance. And now I can set it down. So it takes courage, and it takes the, Deepak calls it the soham. That's the Sanskrit soham. Soham is the I am. And that's the beauty of the I am. Because when you are in the place of soham, and use any language you want, you can say it in English, I am, doesn't matter. But that's what it means. That place is so crystal clean and clear. And love and love and love and joy and love and harmony and peace, and compassion and blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing. And on and on and on for all of eternity. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.